but a nice play there by Tioga to hang on at the last second.
Yeah, it looked like Tioga was going to make a clean recovery of it, and then all of a sudden the Walton kid threw his 4 cents into the into the play, and the ball scooted out, and they do get the ball. The ball will be at the 35-yard line of the Tioga Tigers to start the second half.
Caleb Stanton was the leading rusher in the, Skylar Peschow was the leading rusher in the first half for the Walton Warriors with 61 yards. And Stanton had 46. Just another stat update there for you as Tioga will go left to right to start the second half. They'll have the ball, and Worthing will go right back to Wood, and he's right to the outside. He's got a big gap there. He's at the midfield. He's at the 40, 45, 40 before he's wrestled out of bounds here by Morgan Condon. And, boy, Walton just doesn't have an answer for Emmett Wood right now.
No, they don't. And he's got a lead blocker on that play, too, that he really doesn't need. But nice play. Runs into Walton territory at the 40-yard line.
So, again, Tioga is in the navy blue tonight with the gold trim. Pretty much think the Michigan Wolverines. Walton is in the orange pants, the black trim, the white tops, and the orange helmet, very Syracuse-esque tonight for the Walton Warriors. Started the third quarter here with Tioga leading 28-24. Worthing is under center. One wide receiver split out to each side, but they go to Wood right up the gut. Why wouldn't they? Gets to the 35 before he's tackled by Lamoureux, and a nice play there by Walton. But again, even when they stop him, he's still picking up 3, 4, 5 yards.
Yeah, nice little run right there on first down. He gets about 5, as you did say, Nate. He'll leave second down and 5. But nice tackle by Mr. Lamoureux right there. Wrapped him up and put him to the ground.
Had a chance at halftime to check in on our live stream. A lot of listeners from the Tioga Center area and a lot of listeners from Walton. So we appreciate everybody joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. So we're a minute into the third quarter. Tioga leading 28-24, and they're on the march once again. Man in motion from left to right, but they'll go right back to Wood. Blinko is going to bring him down in the backfield, though. One of the best tackles we've seen tonight as he brings Emmett Wood down, and it'll be third down coming.
Loss of about 2 on the play. We'll bring up third down and 7 when the ball is spotted. It will be right at about the 35-yard line.
So Tioga now with a 3rd and 5. The Walton defense trying to hold strong as Tioga gets the ball to start the third quarter here. Oh, okay, so we do have a call there at the end of that play. Yeah, personal foul against Tioga and a personal foul against Walton. I didn't see anything
didn't
at the end of the play there.
Maybe some name calling. I don't know. I mean, like I said, you didn't see any. I didn't see a flag.
No, and, you know, a lot of times we've said this before. We're watching the play. We might miss something that's away from the play. We didn't see anything real specific there. But 10:45 to go in the third quarter. It's 28-24. And so it'll still be a 3rd and 5 here for the Tigers. And so Worthing is under center. One wide receiver split out to each side. Manuel in the fullback position, and now we got a flag on the play. Worthing is going to tuck it and run. He'll pick up the first down and cut it back. He's into the open once again. Worthing is looking for daylight into the end zone, and he'll score for Tioga, but there is a flag on the play, and we'll see who it's against. And it's going against the Tigers.
Legal shift. And Coach Io does not like that call. He is talking with the referee right now, trying to figure out what he did wrong.
And so, yeah, Tioga with another touchdown there. This one is called back, but, boy, it just shows that when Worthing tonight on those quarterback keepers gets into space, Walton has just not had an answer. They get bailed out this time by the flag on the play.
So that'll move them back 5 yards. It'll bring up 3rd down and 10. The ball will be spotted at the 40-yard line of the Walton Warriors.
So 10:20 to go, third quarter, the Section 4 Class D football championship game here between Tioga and Walton at Johnson City High School tonight. Again, the field, a little snow-covered, about 22 degrees, the last chance we had a chance to check. So tough conditions tonight for both these teams, but they're muscling their way through. So this is going to back Tioga up to about a 3rd and 10, and the ball is out at the 40-yard line as Tioga goes left to right there in Walton territory. So the Tigers will break the huddle, and on 3rd and 10, we'll see if we get a big dose of Emmett Wood. Worthing waiting for the snap. The line is set. They'll hand off. They go to Sloan Manuel. No, it's going to be a QB keeper again. He'll come up short, and he'll skirt across the 35 to about the 34, but this is going to be a 4th and about 4 to go. Boy, I thought he got a little bit more than that, but yeah, maybe 4th and 4 to go.
He is riding that fullback all of the way into the line of scrimmage, and at the last minute, he's pulling the ball and just just amazing. I thought the fullback had the ball easily and was stopped, and then Worthing gets 7 yards on the play, brings up third down and three.
Clock is moving.
Fourth and three.
9:45 to go, third quarter. As Tim said, about a fourth and three to go. So Worthing is under center, waiting for the snap. He'll drop back, wants to throw here on fourth down. It is incomplete. No flags on the play. They were looking for Boozer. Tioga wanted maybe some pass interference on the contact there. First time we've even seen them attempt to throw tonight, turnover on downs.
Yeah, that was a kind of a strange call, but there's the stop that the Walton Warriors needed on that first possession of the second half.
Some special sponsors for tonight's Walton coverage include the Walton branch of Community Bank N.A., Klinger Power Sports of Walton, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, as well as Delaware Sports Center on Route 10 in Walton. 9:35 to go, third quarter. So now what can the Walton Warriors do as they get the ball going right to left in their own end of the field at about their own 34-yard line? They'll hand off. No, it's a fake. They want to throw. No, Dylan Jacobs going to tuck it and run. Gets out to the 40 before he's brought down there. Tackled on the play by Cole Williams of Tioga.
Jacobs, after a couple of fakes to backs, actually goes like he's going to throw the ball, and at the last minute decides to tuck it and run. Gets about 6 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and four.
I'll be interested to see if he throws as much as he did in the first half. He threw into double coverage a couple times. Got picked off once for our only real turnover of the game. So we'll see if he's, you know, shy to let that ball go or not here in the second half. Nine minutes.
Worthing definitely covers a lot of field.
Yeah, he sure does. Hand off here to Peschout. We're going forward. Lost control of the ball, and Worthing will scoop it up at midfield. I might have been the curse there, Tim, as Walton turns it over.
Yeah, a little fumble on nice hit causes the ball to drop to the ground, and Worthing, number 24, recovers it. He's all over the field, folks. Put defense. He's the quarterback. He does it all.
Yeah, Worthing just has been Johnny on the spot here tonight and just a lot of speed. And, again, he's one of those guys we talked about at halftime. Short sleeves, doesn't seem to bother him out there tonight.
Yeah. 8:50
to go.
We're in here just like we're running the Iditarod, you know.
8:50 to go, third quarter. It's 28-24. Tioga still leading the Walton Warriors. They get the ball back at midfield. Yeah, certainly a cold and chilly night here for the sectional championship game. So here is Worthing, fresh off that fumble. We'll pick up the ball. Walton is back on defense. They're going to hand off. Noah, QB keeper again here for Worthing to the 45. And so with 8:40 to go, third quarter, it's 28-24. This will be a second down and five coming for Tioga.
Worthing fakes to the back, and he does take the ball into Walton territory at about the 44-yard line, second down and about five.
So here's the Walton defense being called on once again to try to make a stop. 8:20 to go. Clock is moving. Third quarter here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Worthing has Boozer in motion from right to left. They hand off to Wood, left side on the hashes. Pushes the pile forward. Going to be very close to a first down at about the 40-yard line. They're in Walton territory.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Delayed handoff to Wood on the left side outside the end and gets the first down yardage. The ball is now spotted at the 39 of the Walton Warriors.
Worthing gets the play from the sideline, brings it into the huddle with 7:55 to go in the third quarter. And again, the Tigers leading by four, 28-24. Ball at the 39-yard line. Tigers going left to right here in the navy blue with the gold trim. Walton looking for a stop on defense here in this four-point game. Manuel is in motion, but they're going to hand off to Wood, runs to the right side, a stiff arm, and then runs out of bounds. Dylan Jacob was right there and helped guide him out of play.
Yeah, nice play by number 26, just puts his left arm out, keeps the tackler away, but the young man, number 20, Mr. Wright, finishes off the tackle out of bounds after a gain of about six, second down and four.
Other special sponsors tonight include the Delaware County Fair Board in Walton, West Branch Collision in Walton, as well as the Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. So a four-point game, but Tioga's on the march once again. Came up empty as they turned it over on downs on their first possession of the third quarter. Now they'll try to run it forward. Worthing kind of wrestling and scrambling his way through the line. Walton, it looked like they had him, and he squirmed out of it. Going to be close to another first down.
Yeah, Worthing was not going to get caught behind the line of scrimmage and ended up getting about 3 yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and two, and the ball is spotted at the 30-yard line.
7:10 to go in the third quarter. Still the same score we had at the halftime break. The Walton defense trying to hold strong. They're making some last-minute substitutions here as Tioga comes up to the line. Worthing on a third down and about one to go. They go to Wood. He hits the pile strong, and he's going to get through there for a Tioga first down. And he's about to the 26-yard line here. And, boy, Worthing and Wood have just been fantastic tonight for the Tigers.
Yeah, they have. It's definitely just a two-headed monster out of that backfield. And every now and then they give Mr. Manuel the ball. But you just don't know who's going to get it. And at the last minute, Worthing pulls the ball from the running back, and he's off to the races.
6:45 to go in the third quarter. 28-24 is the score. Tioga on the march once again. They're inside Walton territory down to about the 26-yard line. And here is Manuel. He pitches it to Wood on the far side. Worthing to Wood. And he'll bounce his way up to the 20. Dylan Jacob is there on the tackle. Kind of an option pitch, but it was a two-hand shovel pass.
Yeah, it was an interesting little play right there. And I actually thought that the ball got dislodged and it was fumbled right to him when I first saw it. But option looks to the left side, and Worthing pitches to Wood. Wood gets about 4 yards, second down and six.
So it's been a two-man wrecking crew tonight by Wood and Worthing. Worthing the QB and Wood the running back. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Tioga leads 28-24. Boozer's in motion. They'll go back to Wood to the right side. He's got some space to work with. Can he get to the outside? Good tackle here by Walton. Dylan Jacob coming up from his safety position to help guide him out of bounds.
Dylan Jacob with a real nice tackle right there, because if he doesn't make that, I think Wood walks into the end zone. It does stop him shy of the first down sticks. Third down and three.
5:48 to go, third quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the game that we were all hoping it would be between Walton and Tioga tonight for the sectional championship game. Ball is at the 20-yard line, going to be a third down and about three to go here for the Tioga Tigers. Worthing is under center. He'll hand off to Wood, left side. He's easily going to pick up the first down. He's got some more. Cuts back inside and all the way down to the goal line. He is in for a Tioga Tigers touchdown with 5:40 to go in the third quarter.
Nice little lead block by number eight on the play. Seals the edge and gives Wood the lane to run through. Then he runs through two arm tackles at about the 10 into the end zone. 6 points, Tioga Tigers.
Second touchdown of the night for Emmett Wood, and it gives Tioga a 34-24 lead over the Walton Warriors with 5:40 to go in the third quarter, and Tioga looks like they'll go for two.
Yeah, Mason Boozer was the player that made that nice block on the edge.
So Tioga going for two. As we said, Worthing is under center. Wood in the backfield. Line is set. Here's the snap. Manuel is in motion. They'll hand off to Wood, cuts back, and waltzes into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 5:40 to go in the third quarter, and Tioga pumps the lead back up to 36-24. We'll take a break and be right back in the Section 4 Class D football championship game here on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Johnson City, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight. And we have Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens, our in-game producers back in our Main Street Sydney studio. It is 36-24 after that Emmett Wood touchdown for Tioga. And the Tigers again with the lead, 36-24 over Walton. Can the Warriors answer again here late in this third frame?
Yeah, they stopped him on that first possession on the fourth down play, but then in their possession they had a fumble and turned the ball over, and we talked about it earlier. They can't do that.
Here's the kickoff. Brooker will bring it back. Tries to bounce to the outside on the right side, and he's got some room to work with. Brooker with another good return all the way out to about the 44-yard line. Walton going right to left.
Looked like Brooker was stopped at the 30, and then all of a sudden he bounced it out to the right side, went up the right sideline over by his bench and takes it out to about the 43, I'd say.
He had another nice one in the first half that Worthing just tackled him. Otherwise, he might have been gone. So he's had a nice job. He's done a nice job tonight in the return game. 5.5 to go in the third. Walton trailing at 36-24. And the Warriors, the Orange Crush, need another good drive here. Looks like a lot of Walton fans on the far side. A lot of orange over there behind the behind the Walton Warriors bench. Here is Dylan Jacob, the senior quarterback. Will hand off to Caleb Stanton, tripped up at the line, brought down after a gain of about 2 on the play. Wood was in on the tackle there for Tioga, as well as Dominic Wood and Emmett Wood as well.
But the big man falls forward for 2 yards, so it'll bring up 2nd down and 8.
Clock is moving as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Walton trailing at 36-24. Winner will go on to the New York State Class D regional game. It'll be next Friday night, the 15th. The game will be played actually over at Vestal High School. Waiting for the snap, Dylan Jacob drops back. He wants to throw. Pass is complete. It's good for a first down into Tioga territory and pushed out of bounds at the 40. Let's see who the receiver was on that far side. We were screened, couldn't really see it. Cody Ray comes up with another good catch.
Tight end for Walton catches the ball out in the flat on the right side and gets the first down yardage. The ball is spotted at about the 42.
He had that big, long touchdown reception against Green in the semifinal, a 55-yarder, and they've gone to him quite a bit here tonight as well.
It's an easy pattern for him, too, because all he does is just drag across the middle of the field, and the ball is right there.
4:45 to go, third quarter. Walton trailing 36-24. They try to run it up the gut, pushing the pile forward. It's just a sea of blue and gold and orange and white. Running back coming off the bottom of the pile at the 35 is Nick Lamoureux.
Yeah, there wasn't too many people that weren't involved in that little scrum right there.
So he got more than I expected there. Going to be a 2nd and 5 for the Orange Crush. And they are in Tioga territory across the 40 to the 36. 4:15 to go in the third. It's 36-24. Tigers on top of Walton. They'll hand off to Stanton. He'll dive forward and slides his way across the 30 to about the 29.
Yeah, it's going to be really close to the first down yard here. We'll see if we might have our second measure of the night.
It'll be really close here. Officials are going to discuss where they want to spot the ball, it looks like. With 3:49 to go here in the third quarter. So they'll stop the clock. Another measurement coming here, Tim, it looks like.
Yeah. I'm going to let you call this one, Nate.
Oh, boy. I think he got it. I do. I think he got it this time. So let's see what the chain gang says. This is a big one for Walton as they get everything set. Oh, boy. It's going to be really close. And, going to be inches, it looks like. Wrong again. So third down and a very, very small amount to go here for the Walton Warriors. That one was really close.
Yeah, I mean, that official signal was like you couldn't even tell what he was doing, but you knew that it was short. It wasn't the first down signal.
And so they're going to spot the ball at about the 31-yard line. And so this will be a third down and just inches to go here for Walton with 3:47 to go in the third quarter. Our second measurement of the night. Pretty much both in the same spot here, Tim.
Yeah, and same spot of the field. You're absolutely right, Nate.
So Walton will come up to the line. They got two wide receivers split to the left side. That is Wright and Condon. And they'll hand this one off. They'll easily get the first down as they will go to Caleb Stanton. And 6'2", 205, that's hard to stop when he hits the line like that.
Yeah, he was like he was shot out of a gun, and that's a big, big way to bring down in that short span, and he gets about 5 yards on that play. So they get the first down, and the ball is going to be spotted at about 27.
Another key Walton Warriors drive here. They trail Tioga 36-24. It's been a shootout between these two teams. They'll hand off again to Stanton. He'll drive the pile forward. He's in between the hashes and comes up with about 3 yards there for Walton, maybe 4.
Mm-hmm. Nice little first back through for the Walton Warriors, and the ball is taken between the left guard and the left tackle. He gets about 4 yards on the play, as Nate said, and it'll be 2nd down and 6.
So they're across the 25 to about the 23-yard line. Clock is moving. 2:55 to go in the third. One wide receiver split out to each side. Jacob is under center. We'll hand off again to Stanton. rolls across the 20 to the 19, and probably about three or four on that as well. So even when he's getting tripped up, same as we've been saying with Tioga, he's still getting good positive yards.
Nice tackle on the play by number 23, Kobe Whitmore of the Tioga Tigers, or otherwise that young man from Walton is still running.
Third down at about three to go, maybe two here. Ball is spotted right in the middle of the field at the 20-yard line. So Walton is entering the Tioga red zone, going right to left. Line is set. Jacob is under center, and Tioga's going to jump there. We got the flag. Well done there by the Warriors.
Dylan Jacobs with a hard count makes the defensive end on the right side for Tioga Tigers jump a little early. It's going to give Walton the first down yardage necessary.
Don't see that very often by that Tioga defense. They're pretty disciplined. Both these teams, it seems like, on defense are pretty disciplined most of the time. 2:15 to go, third quarter. It's 36-24. Walton on the march once again. They got down in deep here before halftime, and they came away with some really critical points, and they need it again here. Clock will start with 2:15 to go in the third. Jacob is under center. He's got two running backs to deal with. They're going to go to the air. They throw out into the flat for Cody Ray through his hands and incomplete. I was just going to say, maybe they'll go to the air here. Yep. That one falls incomplete.
That's the first time tonight, actually, the one Cody has caught every pass that was thrown to him, that the one there was a penalty on that nullified it, but that's the first time Cody's dropped the ball tonight, second down and 10.
That one looked like it hurt, too, because
he got hit hard.
Yep. He got hit hard. He turned. I don't think he was quite expecting it yet, and he took a hard hit there and didn't come up with it. So 2:03 to go in the third. Walton trailing at 36-24. One wide receiver split out to each side. Let's see if maybe they'll go to Morgan Condon here on one of these pass plays. They haven't used him much tonight. Flag on the play as Walton runs it right up the middle again. Running back was Nick Lamoureux, and we'll see what the yellow hanky was about.
Thinking it's going to be a hold against Walton, but we'll see.
So currently a second down and 10. Let's see what the Zebra Crew says here.
Ooh, face mask.
Against Tioga, it looks like.
Face mask against Tioga.
Wow, so two critical penalties on this drive here against the Tioga Tigers. You know, getting to know Coach Aiello over the years, he will not be pleased with that.
No, definitely not. They're inside the 5-yard line now, right? They're right at the 5.
Right at the 5-yard line, yeah. So Walton is knocking on the door late here in the third quarter with a minute 55 to go. Again, some of our special sponsors tonight include the Walton branch of SFCU, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. So here is Dylan Jacob under center, waiting, wants the handoff. They'll go up the middle, a little trickery on the handoff. They need 5, and they come up with about 3, and the ball carrier was Caleb Stanton.
Caleb Stanton with a hard yard needed and almost got into the end zone. The ball is going to be spotted just shy of the 2-yard line, so first and goal to go.
Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Walton looking for some big-time points as they are inside the 5-yard line. The Tioga defense trying to hold strong. They go right back to Caleb Stanton. He hits the pile, and he is in for an Orange Crush touchdown with a minute 19 to go in the third.
Caleb Stanton off the right side just between the guard and the center and gets the necessary yardage for the 6 points for the Walton Warriors. Now they'll see if they'll go for the 2-point conversion here.
Stanton with his second touchdown of the night. His first one came back in the first quarter. So it's 36-30 with a minute 19 to go in the third. And just when it seems like there's a little separation, Walton's able to close that gap again.
Yeah, really, really much needed drive right there for the Walton Warriors to put points on the board just to say, hey, we're not going away, guys. So we got another whole quarter, and we're going to keep it a 1-score game.
Waiting for the 2-point conversion. This is pretty big here. Walton will look to pitch to the outside. Dylan Jacobs going to keep it himself, cuts back, and he is not going to get the 2-point conversion swallowed up by the Tigers defense. So it remains a 6-point game with a minute 19 to go in the third. Tioga 36 and Walton 30 will step away and be right back here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
A minute 19 to go in the third quarter. It's 36-30. The Tioga Tigers on top of Walton. Walton gets in the end zone on that last drive on a touchdown run from Caleb Stanton, but the two-point conversion came up empty. So a six-point game, and, you know, this has been back and forth, but eventually, you know, fourth quarter's coming. Somebody's going to run out of time here, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely is getting to that point. I mean, one of the things that we just were talking about at the break was what the adjustment that the Tioga Tigers have made. They've put a number 13 out on them, a Mr. Agan, and he is man-to-man on Cody Ray. So, like we said before, when that pass was incomplete, he got hit right away. So we'll see if they stay with that same scheme.
Yeah, David McWinney doing a nice job there for Tioga, matching up with Cody Ray. So Walton's going to kick it off now. A little squib kick is fielded here by Tioga. They'll scoop that one up and cover it up with Ethan Agan there with a minute 16 to go in the third. Ooh. We do have a flag well after the play was blown dead, though.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Walton with a late hit.
So we'll see what the official call is here as the referees get together. Yeah, Tioga had that covered up for at least a couple of seconds before we saw the... Ooh! Before they covered up, and that's going to go against Tioga.
Okay.
So a minute 16 to go here in the third. It's Tioga 36, Walton 30, and that's pretty much three straight penalties we've seen against the Tigers, which is very uncharacteristic of them.
Yeah, very, very unlike them. I mean, this, especially this type of penalty, because they had just recovered the ball. They had, were going to have really good field position almost at the 40-yard line for the Tioga Tigers, and now they're pushed back to almost the 25.
Unsportsmanlike, correct there, Tim?
Yeah, unsportsmanlike conduct.
So, again, sometimes hard for us to tell up in the booth was something said. Was there a late hit? Didn't exactly see anything there, but unsportsmanlike is called against Tioga. So here are the Tigers on a first and 10. They go right to Emmett Wood. Boy, he hits the hole hard, but he is hit hard by the orange crush of the Walton Warriors. Boy, sweeping over to make that tackle there for Walton. It was Garrett Johnson, and that was a great play.
Yeah, Garrett Johnson just brought his pads to the party right there and just absolutely flattened Emmett Wood, which doesn't happen very often. He was always going forward when he finishes off his runs. That one he did not.
I believe it was Blinko as well as Noah Auburn who initially kind of slowed him down, Emmett Wood down a little bit there. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Tioga now with a second and about seven to go. They're going left to right. They're in their own territory. They lose the ball. It's on the turf. Can Walton come up with it? They do. The Warriors with a big fumble recovery. And I believe coming off the edge was Kyle Wright to make that fumble recovery.
Kyle Wright gets the fumble recovery from the center quarterback exchange. Worthing drops the ball, and Wright was right there to recover for the Warriors. So they take over. First and 10, the ball is spotted at about the 28-yard line of the Tioga Tigers.
So a big-time play. Worthing was desperately searching for that one on the snowy turf here at JC. But Walton is able to get there just in time to scoop it up. So 32 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 36-30. Tioga is on top, but Walton has the ball back. And here's the golden opportunity they've been looking for to get back in this game. They hand off to Caleb Stanton, left side run. He's tripped up, but again, 2 or 3 yards on the play for Stanton.
Yeah, Stanton with a nice little run on first down. Gets almost 4 yards, so it'll be second down and 6.
So the Walton Warriors with new life here. Clock is moving. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. We'll see if they just let it run out here. It's down to 10. Looks like that could be the last play of the third quarter. So a fumble by Tioga gives Walton the ball back. We'll switch ends of the field, and Walton's going to have a great chance to maybe tie this game up to start the fourth quarter. It's Tioga 36, Walton 30. For Tim Cunning, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back. Stay tuned on WCDO.
Winter is fast approaching, and Butler Auto Sales in Sydney will get your vehicle ready for those cold months ahead. The Butler Auto Service Team is one of the best in the area, servicing and repairing all vehicles, no matter where you bought it. Plus, we're stocked with a huge selection of snow tires. In case of a winter fender bender, Butler Auto features low-mileage, clean rentals, and will work directly with your insurance company. Ask about 0% financing on service work, too, at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. It is Tioga 36 and Walton 30. Of course, coming into tonight's game, Tioga the number one team in this week's New York State Sports Writers poll. Walton the number five team, so we knew it was going to be a great matchup. They played back in week one. That was a close game, a three-point ball game. And here we go, Tim, as we hit the fourth quarter. It is a 36-30 lead. Tioga fumbles late in the third quarter, and Walton now will get the ball back. Now they go left to right. They'll start with a second and six there at the Tioga 24. So we start the fourth quarter here on a run for Walton. Now going left to right, they run up the right side, and that'll be Caleb Stanton. They've relied on him heavily here late in the third and into the fourth quarter, gain of about three.
Yeah, big run right there off to the right side for Stanton. He gets about 4 yards. We'll bring up third down and a long 2 yards for the first down. The ball is spotted just inside the 20-yard line of the Tioga Tigers.
A big drive here for the Orange Crush. So we start the fourth quarter. Jacob is under center. Two wide receivers split to the right. He'll hand off to Caleb Stanton. Left side. Tigers line is right there to bring him down. Leading the charge was Cole Williams, who checks in at 6'3 and 315, biggest guy on the field.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Got rid of his blocker and was able to stop the running back just shy of the first down. It's really close, fourth and less than a yard.
Clock is moving. 11 minutes to go here on this cold night at Johnson City High School. Last check we had about 21 degrees. For the Section 4 Class D Football Championship, Walton's going to take a timeout. 10:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Tioga leads 36-30, but Walton's on the move. We'll be back after a short break on CDO.
West Branch Collision and Classics of Walton is proud to support local high school football on WCDO. Located at 60 Delaware Street in Walton, they are collision and restoration specialists. Don't forget West Branch for all of those deer hits this season, too. They take all insurance and remind you that no matter who tows your vehicle, you have the right to request the body shop you want. So remember West Branch Collision and Classics of Walton. Call 865-5550. West Branch Collision and Classics. For when you really love your car.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 92 rushing yards in the third quarter for Tioga. 77 came from Emmett Wood. 48 rushing yards for Walton in that last quarter. As we start the fourth quarter now, Walton with the ball out of the timeout. They will dive forward. Another little submarine run for Caleb Stanton. He's chipping him away 2-3 yards at a time. This is going to be a first down after that run by Stanton for the Walton Warriors.
Yes, Stanton in between the tackle and the guard gap on the right side and gets the necessary yardage for the first down. Ball will be spotted at about the 15-yard line of the Tioga Tigers.
58 yards. Rushing there for Walton, my mistake on that, with 10:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Walton trying to maybe even up this game, possibly take the lead here. They're deep in Tioga territory. They'll hand off to Lamoureux here. He meets a wall of gold and blue there, and he's brought down. Worthing was in on the tackle. A lot of pushing and shoving there. Lamoureux comes off to the bottom of the pile. Clock still moving, 10:15 to go, fourth quarter. Walton is inside the Tioga 20-yard line down to about the 14 here.
Lamoureux with two really tough yards right there. We'll bring up second down and eight.
10 minutes to go. This is the game that we wanted. It's the game we expected, and it's lived up to the hype so far. On the right hash, Dylan Jacob rolls out to the left. He's got some daylight. He turns on the Jets. Dylan Jacob looking for the end zone. He is in for a Walton Warrior touchdown, his second of the night. And Walton has tied this game up at 36 with 9:45 to go in the fourth quarter. What a play.
Dylan Jacob with the quarterback bootleg out to the left side, and he had a receiver out there, but decided that he was going to take it on his own, and got a nice block by the wideout to keep him to get him into the end zone.
So 9:45 to go fourth quarter, and Walton looks like they'll go for two, and they could take the lead, but they have tied it up at 36-36, and it just felt like Tioga was going to pull away, but Walton's done a great job to hang around and now fight back and tie this game up. Here is Dylan Jacob under center, hands off to Caleb Stanton. He is short for the two-point conversion. Great stop there by Tioga. Breaking through was Bryce Mashes to help trip him up and bring him down. So we're tied at 36 with 9:45 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Some of our special sponsors tonight include West Branch Collision of Walton, Delaware Sports Center of Walton, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and the Walton branch of SFCU. We're tied at 36 apiece here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. 9:45 to go in the fourth quarter after a Walton touchdown by Dylan Jacob, his second of the night. Noah Aubin will be doing the kickoff duties once again here for the Walton Warriors with 9:45 to go. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's been a good one. A line drive kick, and that is fielded by Tioga, so they're going to have great field position. And catching it was Derek Gage, right at about his own 45, a bullet right to the chest, and he held on.
I was just going to say, catch it or wear it, young man, and he got it. So nice play right there. Tioga will start this series just at about the 46-yard line of Tioga.
Not easy to do with the cold conditions. You know, both teams, I think, have held up pretty well with how cold it's been out there. So 9:45 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 36 apiece. Here is Worthing under center, the quarterback who has been running wild tonight here for the Tigers. Hands off to Emmett Wood. Wood to the outside to the 50. Slides his way into Walton territory at the 49. Good for about 6 yards.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Just a nice little play out on the left edge and a nice block by number 8. Mason Boozer gets him the 5 or 6 yards, actually, bring up second down and 5.
Boy, it really could come down to who has the ball last at this point. I mean, right. Just the way this is shaped up, we have 9:15 to go, and both offenses have really been clicking here tonight. So this will be a second down and 5 for Tioga. The navy blue with the gold trim going right to left there on the JC logo at midfield. Be a quarterback keeper for Worthing. He's tripped up by the shoestrings and slides on his back across the 40 to the 39.
Nice little quarterback keep, fake to the back, and at the last minute, he pulls it on the left side. Good for a first down carry into Walton territory. Ball will be spotted at the 40 of the Warriors.
Boy, Worthing just cracks me up here. Again, no sleeves here tonight, no long sleeves, no gloves. Just went over, kind of dusted his hands off on the towel there after sliding on the turf. Totally fine, no problem. 25 degrees, 20 degrees, whatever it is out there. He's a tough one. 8:40 to go here, fourth quarter. We're tied at 36. They hand off to Wood. Runs to the outside. A nice cutback move. Dives across the 35 to the 34 for Tioga before he's tackled.
Wood going to his right until he put his right foot in the ground and then came back to the left. Gets about 2 more yards after that. Gets to about 6 yards on that carry, and it'll bring off second down and 4.
Clock moving. 8:20 to go. Fourth quarter. Section 4 Class D football championship game. Winner will move on to the regional round next Friday night over at Vestal High School against the champion of Section 3. Boozer is in motion. Now they'll hand off to Wood. Runs to the left side. Walton read this one well. Boy, a tough tackle there. Condon came through. And then from the top, over top of Condon, was Garrett Johnson. And Wood took a hard hit, but good to see him bounce right back up.
Yeah, it was good to see him bounce back up. I'll tell you what, he took it right in the face mask there, and real nice tackle. It wasn't anything malicious or anything like that. It just was a really hard hit. good to see Emmett Wood get up and shake the cobwebs off, and he's right back in for the next play.
Nice play by Condon, too, to slow him down at the line. 7.5 to go. This is a 3rd and 4. They're going to go right back to Wood again, and he is tackled by the Walton Warriors. Short of the first down, Wood not pleased as he comes off the bottom of the pile. And again, on the tackle was Garrett Johnson as well as Owen Griffin.
Yeah, I think we just saw a little bit of delayed running there from number 26. I've never seen anything like that before. I think he is still just a little bit groggy from that hit previous play.
So 4th and 4, 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 36 apiece in the sectional championship game. Tioga's in Walton territory. Ball is at about the 34. They're going to go for it here on 4th and 4. Worthing with the hard count. And now it looks like Tioga's going to take a timeout. They tried to get Walton to jump. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 6:47 to go in the fourth. Knotted up at 36. We'll be back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:47 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO from Johnson City High School, Section 4 Class D Football Championship. Here's the scene. 4th and 4 for Tioga. They're inside Walton territory. Going right to left, they have the ball at the 34 with 6:47 to go, and we're tied at 36. Tim, we'll see what Tioga and Coach Aiello draw up in the timeout here. Will we see Wood? Will we see a quarterback keeper? Let's see.
I think you give it to Worthing just because he's a little bit fresher than Wood is at this point.
Worthing is under center. The box is all loaded up. Boozer's in motion from left to right. Wood is going to keep it. Now he does that double-handed shift pass out to the outside for Wood, and he is good for the first down across the 25 to the 22. Looked like Worthing was going to keep it. Shovels it out to Wood. Good for a first down.
Yeah, option to the left side by the Tioga Tigers worked really well. Wood gets the necessary yardage for the first down, and the ball will be spotted at about the 24-yard line of the Walton Warriors.
Injured Tioga Tiger on the field. Can't quite see who it is. They're pretty close to the Tioga bench with 6:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll hope he's okay. We're going to step away for an injury timeout. The score is 36-36, Tioga and Walton, as we come up on the closing minutes of the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game. Actually, let's keep it here. Injured player is Kobe Whitmore, bounces up, and he'll walk off under his own power. Might have just got a stinger there, and glad to see that he's okay. And so this will be a 1st and 10 here for the Tigers. They are inside Walton territory. Ball is down to about the 23-yard line, and boy, the Walton defense, they're being asked to come up with another big stop here once again.
Yeah, definitely, and that was a really tough play on fourth down. You wouldn't think they would come outside like that, but what a nice call by AAL and the Tigers.
Play clock, they didn't get it off here. And are we going to have the flag with 6:12 to go here in the fourth? And they didn't get that one off in time. And so there it is, the delay of game against the Tigers. That'll back them up. And so walking back over is the quarterback here, Brady Worthing. Kind of looked a little confused after that. It's going to back him up another 5 yards, though. So, again, thanks for joining us on CDL and WCDOsports.com. I know a lot of people are listening on the web stream tonight. We appreciate you joining us for this absolutely great sectional final between Walton and Tioga. So here is Tioga on a 1st and 15. They're at the Walton 28. They go to Wood on the outside. And he is gang-tackled there by the Orange Crush. Dylan Jacob led the way, but then it was Pesh out and a host of other Orange Crush players coming in to make the tackle,
yeah,
as well as Lamoureux.
Real nice team play right there. Everybody coming to the ball real hard. You got to do that with number 26 carrying it because it usually does take a couple of people to bring him down.
5:40 to go. Fourth quarter, we're tied 36-36. You certainly don't want to walk away right now because it's going to be an exciting finish no matter who comes out on top. Worthing is under center. Tioga is on the move. Chewing a little clock here on this drive. Man in motion from right to left. They'll go to Wood to the left side. Again, met by the Walton line, and the Warriors are really clamping down on defense here. Pesh out, Lamoureux, they were all in there, as well as Caleb Stanton on the tackle.
A little bit of a defensive adjustment that the Warriors have been throwing at the Tigers as they've gone to a six-man line. It's not all the time. It's just every now and then they throw that extra body up on the line.
So clock is still moving, 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 36. A third down and long, third and about 13 to go for the Tigers. Worthing under center. Will we see them go to the air? They have only done that one other time that I can recall here tonight. Worthing's going to have the QB keeper up the gut again, and he is going to waltz in for a Tioga Tigers touchdown. Unbelievable play. Again, just found the gap and scores for Tioga.
Same play as they've done all night, except they ran it to the left side. This time usually goes to the right, but he just does that little delayed step and then just takes off, and he gets some really good blocking out on the edge, walks into the end zone, 6 points.
Boy, Walton had him right where they wanted him, a third down and long, and he was just patient, waited for it, and then took off. So 4:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Tioga takes the lead 42-36, and it looks like they'll go for two here, Tim. And Walton, looking up at that scoreboard, they got to be thinking, boy, time is starting to get tight here.
Yeah, they really want to get a good stop here on this play right here, because if they can get the ball back and then drive down the field and get their two-point conversion, then they'll be in the lead.
Worthing is in the shotgun, runs to the outside, and dives in for a Tioga two-point conversion. And so the Tigers put up 8 points on this drive, 4:35 to go, fourth quarter. It's Tioga 44, Walton 36. Can the Warriors answer? We'll find out when we come back on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Tioga takes a 44-36 advantage over Walton with 4:35 to go here in the fourth quarter on another quarterback keeper. A great run there by the QB, Brady Worthing. And now can Walton answer? And we'll see what Tioga decides to do on the kickoff here, to see what kind of field position Walton will come up with. They've had a couple of nice runbacks tonight as well. Now would be a great time, if you're a Walton fan, to see another good run back here by your Orange Crush.
Yeah, Mr. Brooker has been the man on the return tonight, and he's, as Nate said, he has had a couple of really good returns, so we'll see if Tioga kicks away from him.
The senior class wanting this sectional championship so much for the Walton Warriors. They're going to have 4 minutes and 35 seconds to try to come back and tie this game up. A squib bouncing kick up the middle is fielded here by the Warriors. And they'll scoop it up and try to run to the outside. They'll get out to about the 40 on the return there for the Walton Warriors was Deacon Phoenix.
Deacon Phoenix gets out to his own 40-yard line, and that's where Walton will start this possession, first and 10.
So 4:29 to go. It's Tioga 44, Walton 36 in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game. Been a good one here tonight between the Tigers and the Warriors. Some special sponsors tonight include the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, the Delaware Sports Center in Walton, Delaware National Bank of Delhi, as well as West Branch Collision in Walton, and the Delaware County Fair Board in Walton. First and 10, Walton going left to right. They're going to look to throw. Dylan Jacobs is going to throw one up over the middle, single coverage, looking for Morgan Condon. Worthing was there and slowed him down just enough that Condon really didn't have a chance on that ball.
Yeah, he actually did a real nice job. He made him reroute, and he cut off the initial route and then made him reroute to the outside, and the throw was a little further than he could get to.
Two speedsters right there matched up on the outside. Of course, we've said it before, Morgan Condon, a great track runner, a great hurdler for the Warriors, went to States last year. Couldn't get free there, though. 4:22 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 44-36. Second and 10 coming up for the Walton Warriors. Dylan Jacob is going to hand off. They'll run to the outside for, I believe, Caleb Stanton. He's swallowed up, though, by the line. Actually, no, it was Peshout. Good for maybe one or two.
Probably the first time we said Peshout's name in the second half, and he gets about 3 yards on the play, second or third down,
7. Yeah, this is a 3rd and 7, a 3rd and 8.
Yeah.
Here for Walton, this is a huge play as they approach midfield going left to right. They need to at least get this to a manageable fourth down if it goes there. 3:50 to go, and the clock's still moving for the Warriors. Here is Dylan Jacob under center, and Lamoureux jumped a little early, and that's going to hurt that one.
Yeah, it's going to push them back another 5 yards. So it'll be 3rd down and 13.
So since 2011, we talked about it a lot last week, Tioga's won every sectional championship except 2016 here in Class D when the Sydney Warriors pulled it off. They're looking to put another one on that long streak here tonight.
Right, and we said it was 9 out of 10, right?
Yes.
We said 9. So they would be 10 out of 11 years, folks, that they've been Section 4 Class D champion.
So 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. It's 44-36. Yeah, they have represented Section 4 very well at the state tournament, including that 2015 state championship. Dylan Jacob here on a 3rd and 13 steps up in the pocket and has nowhere to go. The Tigers collapse on him there, and they bring up the sack.
They did. They dropped a lot of people in the back in coverage there. Well defended right there, and really nice defensive call by the brain trust of the Tioga Tigers. There was way too many defenders in the back with not enough receivers, so Dylan did the right thing. He tried to tuck the ball and run, but the Tigers' line was right there, sacked him for about a 2-yard loss. We'll bring up 4th down and 14.
Dominic Wood was one of the first players to get to Dylan Jacob there. So here it is, 4th and 14 for Walton. The season hanging in the balance here with 2:45 to go, and they trail 44-36. Jacob drops back, throws. He's got a receiver. Can he get there in time? It's just overthrown on the left wing side. Boy, if he had caught that in stride, he was looking for Kyle Wright, it would have been huge, but it was just about a yard too far.
Kyle Wright had got separation on his defender and was just a little bit outside his reach. Did everything he could. Young man tried to bring it in, but ball is incomplete. So now the Tigers will get the ball back with 2:38 left, 2 timeouts for the Walton Warriors.
Tioga takes a timeout, speaking of that, with 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Tioga 44, Walton 36. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Stay tuned on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Turnover on downs, and Tioga will take it back as they lead 44-36. They'll run with Emmett Wood to the left side on the left hash. Brought down after a gain of about 4, but now it is a chance for Tioga to try to burn some clock. Walton's going to take a timeout here, but I believe that leaves them with 1, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. They'll have 1 timeout after this one is completed.
So we'll keep it right here. This Walton team coming in at 8-1, Tioga 9-0. Of course, the one loss on the season for the Walton Warriors was to Tioga back in week 1 on the road. Always a tough place to go out, especially week 1 to play out in Tioga. A 3-point game that night, 23-20, and it's been another close one here tonight, Tim. 2.5 to go, fourth quarter, Section 4 Class D championship game, and Tioga leads 44-36. I didn't expect this many points.
No, that I was just going to say that score was, what,
23-20,
and we're at 44-36 right now. So it's been all about the offenses tonight and the inability of the defense to stop consistently the other offense. But the Tioga Tigers just an incredible football team, great program, well-coached, and deserve everything that they get.
Walton looking to create a turnover here, trying their best here with 2.5 to go. Hand off to Wood. Wood on the left side on 2nd down and about 6 to go. Picks up about 3, so it's going to be 3rd and 4 here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 3rd and 4. Ball is spotted right about the 30-yard line of the Walton Warriors. Walton's got to stop them here. They cannot stop the clock now. So we'll probably see a run here again. And if they get a first down, they pretty much can run the clock out.
Yeah, Walton with another timeout. So it's going to come down to this here on a third and four. You know, Tioga is in four down territory, obviously, here with 2:26 to go. They lead 44-36. The Walton defense doing everything they can, trying to strip the ball, get a fumble, something along those lines to get the ball back with 2:26 to go. So tough against the Tioga team that doesn't make many mistakes. They've made a couple tonight, and that allowed Walton to get back in this game. But is Tioga going to make another mistake here? You doubt it, but you never know.
It's true.
44-36 the score. Going to be a QB keeper again here with Worthing. He's going for the first down across the 25. I think he got it to the 23, and Walton can't stop the clock now.
And once the chains are set, they'll start the clock. And as Nate said, Walton cannot stop the clock. So we'll see the play clock's going down to 25 here pretty quickly and see what they can run off here.
So Tioga wants to take their sweet time here as they move the chains. Tigers looking to go back to the state tournament. Always nice when Section 4, you know, flip-flops every year, Section 4 hosting. So if the Tigers win, they would be right back at Vestal High School for the regional next Friday night. They'll hand off to Emmett Wood here. Wood cuts back. Walton desperately trying to strip that ball, but he'll hold on to it after a gain of about three on the left wing side.
Yeah, give a lot of credit to the Walton kids, because they are really still trying. They think, you know, they have it in their mind that they can get this game, and they're not giving up, and I give them a lot of credit for that, because being down with a minute left and the clock just rolling and rolling and nothing you can do about it can get to be a pretty daunting task at some time.
Minute and a half to go. Walton trailing 44-36. It's a second and nine. Tioga taking their time. Play clock's at 10. Worthing is milking this for all it's worth. Line is set. He'll snap it. Goes to Wood. Wood on the left side. Hits the pile hard. Again, Walton doing everything they can to try to take that ball away from him, but Wood will hold on. The clock continues to move down to 65 seconds to go.
They actually are just doing exactly what they have to do. Their first guy in is making the tackle and holding him up, and then the other guys coming in are just ball hawking, trying to get it out of his hands. But Emmett Wood is a very, very strong young individual, and he's not letting go of that ball at all.
Boy, Tioga trying to put the icing on the cake here. And, you know, Tim and I were looking at the playoff bracket for states, and we said whoever wins this game here tonight is going to have a good chance at it. You know, the bracket really lines up well for the Section 4 champion. 35 seconds to go. This will be a third and seven. Tioga trying to run it forward. They go up the middle, and it looks like they're going to pick up another first down here, which should put this game on ice here for the Tigers, it looks like, with 27 seconds to go.
Yeah, they're definitely celebrating on the Tioga sideline after that first down carry by number 26, Emmett Wood, and there goes the clock. The clock is wound, and it's about at 24 seconds.
Worthing gets a big hug as he comes off the field here from Coach Aiello, and the Tigers know they have it. That's going to be our final score here tonight, folks, 44-36. Walton gave it everything they had. It really could have gone either way here tonight. Dylan Jacob is the senior quarterback. He's down in the end zone, I believe, with Cody Ray. Those two giving each other a big hug here tonight. They left it all out on the field. That's going to do it. Our final score is Tioga 44 and Walton 36. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their big selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you'll discover quality home furnishings for every room, including all the latest style sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by popular makers like Ashley, Klausner, Liberty, Lane, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters with brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses, as well as sleep enhancing adjustable bases in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week and offer quick and easy financing with interest-free and no credit bank credit options. See store for complete details. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, offering you the best for less since 1989.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time to Johnson City High School, the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Our final score, 44-36. Tioga defeats the Walton Warriors. Both teams are out at midfield receiving their awards here for getting to this championship contest. I believe they're handing out some individual awards as well. Walton is just, you know, they just lost the biggest game of the season. They're upset right now, but certainly nothing to be ashamed of. A terrific season for this group. Really played fantastic. Their only two losses on the season here, the Tioga Tigers.
Yeah, they're definitely, you know, give them a lot of props here, folks, because I'll tell you what, they never gave up. They thought they had a chance at the last, and just kept going until they ran out of those timeouts. And then Tioga did what Tioga does. They just ran the clock out and ended the season of the Walton Warriors.
And kudos to Walton. I mean, there was times when they were down right before halftime, midway through the third quarter, you thought Tioga's going to step on the gas here and pull away. And every time Walton was able to come back and keep it close and then tie it up, and they just didn't quite have enough.
I think it was two times they were close to going to two scores down, and Walton did exactly what you said, came back and punched them right back in the mouth with another touchdown, and Walton was really successful except for that last one on their two-point conversions tonight.
Both these teams, for majority of their games this year, won by blowout, and you know, Walton, of course, had that tight one with Delhi, a game we did here on CDO. Besides that, they had a lot of games where they put teams away early or were able to pull away in the second half. Just great when you get these two juggernaut programs with all the history together on the same field. They play twice this year. They have two fantastic games from a fan's perspective.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was great.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were talking about, you know, some people that we talked to at halftime said that they thought they would be leaving for a trip, and they said, well, now it's still a one-possession game, and they stayed. And how could you leave during this type of game? I mean, it was just a great game back and forth. Both defenses struggled at times, but then they did, you know, they did get it together and get some key stops. And there were a couple of turnovers, which are unlikely for both of the teams that we saw here tonight. And, you know, that happens, and, you know, that's just hard-nosed football.
Let's do some quick stats here. You know, Brady Worthing was fantastic tonight here. He had three touchdowns in the second quarter alone. He ends up with four touchdowns total for the Tioga Tigers. He was great. Emmett Wood comes up with two touchdowns tonight for Tioga. Walton ends up with two touchdowns from Caleb Stanton, two from Dylan Jacob, one from Nick Lamoureux. I mean, everybody was contributing tonight for Walton.
Yeah, and I think that was the game plan for the Tioga Tigers all week long. They knew that Coach Hoover and the brain trust from the Walton Warriors were going to make adjustments for Emmett Wood. They're going to try to shut him down. So when they did that, they kept that philosophy and said, you're the quarterback. You're going to take us to the championship. We're going to be on your back. And Worthing did a fantastic job with it.
Let's give out our three awards here for offense, defense, and all-purpose to wrap up tonight's broadcast. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, one of Forbes' best banks. You made us great. Forbes made it official. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. I think we go with probably Brady Worthing here from Tioga for this award. Again, the four touchdowns. He was just great when he tucked that ball and ran. I mean, that was a big difference tonight.
Yeah, it was. I mean, and I think it was probably three of those same little plays where it was just he take one step after he got the snap and just go the opposite way of where he stepped the first time, and he was gone.
Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store of over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. You know, normally we would do two awards for the winning team, one for the team that falls in defeat. Tonight, Walton is our local team. I think we'll do two. I'd like to go Jordan Blinko on defense for Walton. I thought he made some great tackles at times. Mm-hmm. He was tough on the line. He's a guy that we've seen several times this year make some big plays. So that's who I'm going with for dynamic defense tonight.
Yeah, I like Jordan Blinko for that. I mean, absolutely fantastic call there, Nate, because I'll tell you what, he limited Emmett Wood to a couple of yards a couple of times on carries, and that's very, very difficult to do. Most of the time he's going forward and getting that extra 2 or 3 yards, but Blinko said no.
Finally, our last award tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Let's go Dylan Jacob with that award tonight, the two TDs, the senior leader for this Walton team. Sad to see him go, but a heck of a career, and he left it all out on the field tonight.
Yeah, he definitely did that, and you know, he definitely led his team into this game knowing that, you know, we've got a chance to make history here. We could beat the number one team in the state. Unfortunately, they came a little bit short this evening, and those guys have nothing to hold their heads down about. They played their hearts out and left everything out there on the field, as Nate said. And kudos to the Walton Warriors for a fantastic football season.
So some great stats here tonight. There was 757 yards of total offense tonight. Tioga with 388, Walton with 321. Only 48 yards of that was passing. So let's go up here for Walton for that 321. 54 rushing attempts for the 321. On the other side for Tioga, the 388 came on 47 rushing attempts.
Wow.
So those two teams, we knew they were going to run the ball, and that's mm-hmm. what they did here tonight.
Well, we said I think we said 85 to 15. Is what we thought it would be.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to say it's a little bit more than that. I'm going to say it's almost like 93 to 7.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's percentage-wise as far as what they did. Walton threw the ball when they needed to. Cody Ray did a really nice job with that little drag pattern off behind the linebackers and everything, and only dropped one.
Yeah. It was a great night as the Walton guys. If you're a Walton fan, you're still listening. Lots of hugs on the far sideline. Seniors getting together. They don't want to leave this moment. Lots of hugs with the coaching staff as well. Always tough when it ends like this, especially for the seniors. I think this Walton group knew that if they could get through tonight's game, that they would have a chance to maybe get to the dome. And so when it ends here, I think especially for Walton, the mystique, everything that goes with that program, state championships, the legacy of Coach Hoover, they wanted this one real bad, and it just comes up a little short tonight.
Yeah, and I was just going to say the other thing is they, you know, there's a lot of kids on that in that senior group that are probably not ever going to put pads on again. And that's a hard thing to swallow when you've been doing that since you were a peewee football player, or let me get it right, it used to be called Pop Warner in Walton. I don't know if it still is or not, but if you played football all those years, all the way up through with the same system and everything, you're going to develop an incredible, incredible love of the game. And that's one thing I will give every one of those kids and those seniors kudos for, because those Walton boys love football.
They sure do. And, you know, other sports, you can continue to play a little bit more in life. You can always play some pickup basketball. You can go out and hit the links and golf. You can bowl. You know, a lot of the other things you can still do. Football, I think, is kind of unique that you're never going to play at this level again, you know, and physically everything, it just doesn't work out. There's not a, you know, you can go play flag football or something like that in an adult league, but it's just never going to quite be like the Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's such a thrill for a kid to get to play under the lights in front of his parents, his girlfriends, and everybody, you know, that he has are here to watch him play and everything. And now that's over, and now we got to focus on basketball, wrestling, and all that stuff.
Yeah, it is here. There are some local teams left that we are covering. If you're interested, I'll be at the Unitego girls soccer game tomorrow. I'll be providing Twitter updates from that game. It's at Norwich High School at noon. as they take on Little Falls in the state quarterfinals for Class C. So we still have Unitigo soccer going. We have Greenfield hockey going. They're playing down here at Vestal tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. And that is a state regional game. They're taking on Johnstown from Section 2. And the Oneonta boys are playing up at Syracuse tomorrow at Liverpool High School. There was a game time change. They're now playing at noon against Skinny Atlas. So those are the teams that are left in state tournament action. BG Girls Volleyball is playing tomorrow in the Section 4 championship against Cander. That game is out in Corning. So BG Volleyball is still going. We have some great cross-country teams still going as well. But the fall season, as you said, Tim, is really starting to wrap up and come to a close.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, I mean, we were talking about it on the way down. You know, basketball's Monday.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday, you know. And obviously we're going to take time to honor all our veterans on Monday and thank them for our service, all the ones that are gone, and then also the ones that are currently serving. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate your service. And we've seen a lot of guys on teams this year, especially when we were over in Oxford the other night, guys that when they graduate will be going into the service. So
yeah, it was 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5 seniors were all going in the service, and they were announcing that, and they were getting the greatest applause and everything. Well deserved.
Well, we have our little extended pregame or postgame show here tonight, folks, because this is it for our high school football season. If Walton had won tonight, we would have gone as far as the Warriors wanted to go, but it's another season where you and I, we don't get to go to the dome. So one of these years, it's going to happen. So
you just get to look at my gold dome.
Yeah. Well, thanks for another great season.
Yes, thank you very much. I thoroughly enjoy doing this, and it's always a pleasure working with you because you make it so easy. It's just you and me talking, and, you know, we have a good time.
Well, big thank you to Coach Matthews tonight who came up and spoke with us. Ed Curley was in the booth. He did some stats for us tonight. We appreciate that. And a huge thank you all season long, of course, to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens, our in-game producers back in our Main Street Sydney studios. Craig put together a fantastic promo for this game. I hope you fans got to hear that. If not, it is posted on my Twitter page. Had some highlights in it from last week, and if you're a Walton fan, it was really nice. And again, a big thank you to all our special sponsors who were with us tonight, especially our Walton sponsors as well, coming out to support the Orange Crush. That was great. So that's going to do it. The final score here tonight, 44-36. It's still up on the big board at Johnson City High School. Tioga defeats Walton in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. The Tigers win another sectional championship. They'll be on to the regional game next Friday night. That game's over at Vestal High School against the champion of Section 3, which won't be decided until tomorrow. So for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here again tonight. Walton falls to Tioga 44-36. We'll see you for some basketball in a couple of weeks here on CDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hey, you, radio listener. Thanks for choosing the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.